Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're going to talk about Tenet, the newest movie from famed director of Batman Begins, Dark Knight Returns, Inception, Christopher Nolan. It is also written by Christopher Nolan, and it also stars John David Washington, who is Denzel Washington's son, but he has come into his own, so he's Denzel Washington's son's attachment. But it also stars the glistening vampire himself, Robert Pattinson, and Elizabeth Debicki. And the synopsis is, armed with only one word, Tenet, and fighting for the survival of the entire world, a protagonist journeys through the twilight world of international espionage on a mission that will unfold in something beyond real time. Movie starts off with John David Washington in the back of a van, and they're outside of an orchestra house, and then there's a large contingent of mass assailants that storm the building. John David Washington puts on an outfit that matches what they're wearing, and what looks to be like a heist turns into a rescue operation. So John David Washington is there for one specific person in the orchestra house, and he tries to protect the target, and the target also has like an object. He gets caught by one of the bad guys, and then eventually what happens is that the bullet reverts back to the gun, and he's just like, what just happened? So he escapes out the orchestra house. As soon as he escapes, he gets captured, he gets tortured, and the one guy generally plays a Russian for some reason in almost every movie. He was in Limitless. He was also the Russian in that movie. Begins to torture John David Washington. He doesn't give up the information about why he's there, but it eventually is revealed that John David Washington was working for the CIA, and John David Washington tries to kill himself and refuses to give up the information, but then he eventually wakes up and he's told that everything he went through was a test. So a scientist explains to him about this inverted bullet. The inverted bullets means that the bullets can travel back to the gun, kind of like on some wanted stuff. There's something called entropy that allows objects to move through time. He's told that he needs to go to India to meet up with the arms dealer. And then Robert Pattinson's character appears and also is helping him with this particular job to interrogate the arms dealer. And she gives him information that the bullets were created by this Russian oligarch who is Kenneth Branagh, who made the worst movie in the world. The Orient Express is a terrible movie. I want to say that again. They go to London, but then he goes to London to try to make some type of meet with Andre because he's basically assuming an identity. And he meets up with Elizabeth Debicki's character, who is Kat. It's like some art appraiser or something like that. John David Washington's character is like, please, can you just give me a meeting? And then all of a sudden he gets beat up. And the whole thing is that he's just trying to meet Andre to figure out where these bullets are coming from. I think that's just kind of starts off like it's the middle of the movie.
You need to watch the movie to understand how difficult it is to explain this movie.
All right, so let's go directly to Aaliyah. Aaliyah, what did you think of Tenet?
I actually liked it. I liked it because I also liked Inception. I understood the premise of the movie, though I didn't see all the little pieces that joined it together. I could agree with you that I think they could have pointed out a few things better, maybe so that you could understand it better. But I did understand the premise of it, and I actually enjoyed it. It reminded me a lot of Inception, enough that I said I would want to go see it again so that I could catch the nuances of the film. I'm sorry that my opinion is not popular.
No, it's okay. It's okay. We welcome diversity on the Beast Game Podcast. All right. All right. So let's go to Matt. Matt, what did you think of Tenet?
I felt that the plot is good, but I don't feel that the movie was very well explained. I had to have Wikipedia to actually understand what was going on. Maybe it was just me. I think there was a lot of promise with this movie. I'm not sure if it was just the writing of it or a very difficult plot to explain when you see two different characters moving back and forth. I understand that there's a lot of double crossing, etc. in movies, but there's other movies that have not necessarily similar plot, trying to save the world, double crossing, that is explained a lot better than this movie. From my understanding, this movie has been in the works for a while. It took years and years and years for them to actually finalize the script until they actually filmed it. If they made the plot a little bit more simpler, it'd be easier to follow. But I found myself constantly looking at my phone to understand what direction was going, who was talking to who. Not a very easy movie to follow at all.
I agree. Let's go to Keith. Keith, what did you think of Tenet?
Oh, it was a great movie. That's right. It was a good movie. So here's the thing. You had to pay attention. I knew going into it, and I think that's why I was kind of catching stuff, is that I kept trying to pay attention to as many of the small details. I told earlier, but I'll say it again. Nolan's got a style in writing and directing. So it's almost like there are certain beats to it that you kind of look for. So at the beginning, it's when he's kind of setting the stage, right? He introduces a couple of characters, but you know that point is going to take what he does in the beginning is going to play a bigger part towards the end. Just like the Dark Knight Rises, when Bane took the plane, you knew that that doctor or whatever that he was taking was going to play a part later on in the film. Forcing myself to pay attention, I kind of saw a beat happening or something turning to that path. I kind of forced myself to pay attention to it as much as possible. So I was able to follow along, but I can agree with you, Matt, that it was a lot of the time jumping things was a little hard to follow until after I watched it and kind of played it over again in my head. And what they were doing in terms of the special bullets was that anything that was taken from the future and brought back in time was inverted. An inverted bullet is what happens is when basically something brought back and forth into time. Only when that bullet goes back through the tunnel or the gateway or whatever, it's not inverted anymore. And there's a special radiation signature and everything. That wasn't your realm. That wasn't your time, so to speak. So it was kind of hard to kind of keep track of all the twists and turns in terms of who was going back and forth, especially towards the end. It took me a minute to try to figure out like what was happening with Robert Pattinson's character. But once you got past that, yeah, I'm pretty sure I'll learn more about it and understand more of the film when I watch it again. But I thought action-wise, I thought premise-wise, it was very good. It was a unique take on time travel. You know, showing the hazards of it, where it's not something that was necessarily some cool power to have or some good ability to have. It actually comes with a lot of pitfalls and certain handicaps that make it almost impractical. Using time travel as a form of dead drop is actually something that makes more sense than going back in time to try to change something. So I liked it. I enjoyed it. I liked that it took the time travel premise into a completely different direction.
I love Christopher Nolan movies. I think my real first introduction to his movies and his writing style was Insomnia, which had Al Pacino and Robin Williams in it. Very cerebral movie. And then Batman Begins, those movies, Prestige, another movie that you have to really pay attention to the details, particularly in Insomnia and The Prestige, and Inception as well. But, and then I think I doubled back on Memento at some point. Like, I didn't see it, and then when I got exposed to a lot of his movies, I went to go see it. I'm like, yeah, I appreciate that movie. But this movie, his later movies other than Dunkirk, I don't like those movies. Interstellar was a confusing, jumbled mess of a movie, and this movie follows in that trend that is convoluted. And I understand that he wants you to follow along with what's going on, and as Keith was saying, that the small things also play a part in the movies. But this one, I'm just sitting there like, I don't understand anything. And I'm watching the movie and I still don't understand it. And I think I understand it and I don't understand it. I just really don't feel that this movie should have been as long as it was. The story could have been more fleshed out. Because there's like parts where the movie just kind of drags on. I think maybe the later third of the movie. Maybe I need to watch it again, but regardless of how many times
you need to watch it again,
regardless of how many times I watch it, I still won't like it. It's the same thing as Interstellar. I dislike this movie more than I dislike Interstellar from a director I really like. I'd probably say that John David Washington's presence on screen playing against Robert Pattinson, there's something just really off about both of them. So it's not that neither one of them can't act. They can act. There's just something about the pairing that just seems off to me. And I expect to see Robert Pattinson probably in the next Christopher Nolan movie, because he has a tendency just to cast the same people. Michael Caine is in this movie. I just don't like the way that they play off each other. And maybe it's Robert Pattinson probably who will be Batman.
I'm vengeance.
I'm vengeance. just between the way that the story is so convoluted, Inception is really easy to follow. Again, like what level they're on. This one is like, all right, are you in the future, in the past? Like, what's going on? I don't know. But I just didn't like it. That's really all I can say. It's like, I don't like this movie. I will probably watch it again, but I still don't like this movie.
Do you need to explain it to you?
I don't need you to explain it to me.
I'm just saying, it just sounds like y'all are confused by it, but not to say that it was...
Hold on. Well, let's start to Matt. Matt, is this movie confusing?
I was on Wikipedia for the good portion of the time trying to figure out exactly what was going on. It wasn't as smooth as Inception was, as far as like, oh, okay, I get it. Anytime that you deal with time travel, I understand that it can be very confusing. For example, Doctor Strange 2, when that finally comes out, hopefully they'll be better crafted as far as explaining the multiverse. But for time travel, especially being that nothing is really out in the movie theaters, they had plenty of time to flesh this out. That way it was a lot smoother to follow. I think that's one of the things I'm disappointed at as far as the movies that are coming out, that how do you not have time to do careful edit or better scripting? Because all you have is nothing but time. And
no pun intended.
And I'm assuming this is supposed to be a big budget movie. I've seen Ballers, so I've followed the main actor from previously, so I know what he's done. His chemistry with the future Batman, I thought was pretty good, but storytelling, good Lord. You go to movies to go away from reality, not to be confused by it, and then look on the internet trying to decipher it.
And then,
you might as well go back to school.
One thing that we left out, because again, this I thought it was going to be a heist movie or a time travel movie, a war movie at some point, it turns into that. But I think the biggest thing for me is Elizabeth Debicki's character did not need to be in this movie at all, because that's when the story just really starts to drag on. She plays Kenneth Branagh's wife that he hates. Side story about her and her son, and I'm like, I don't need this in this movie. I need John David Washington, Robert Pattinson, Kenneth Branagh battling out for time supremacy. And not,
well, I disagree.
I mean, he didn't hate his wife. That's the thing. That was the whole point.
I understand that. But he hit her. He shot her. All right? So at some point, he hated her. But go ahead. What are you about to say, Aaliyah?
Saying that I disagree that the story didn't necessarily need her. So I have this theory that in movies, and maybe I'm thinking about the large picture too much, but you want to be able to sell things, have it make money. It can't just be only for men, right? There has to be some sort of running thread through it that's also going to make the storyline somewhat interesting to women too. So having, I hate to say it, a part of the storyline where there is a woman who is sort of in distress throughout the storyline gives it an emotional tug, in which a woman wouldn't completely write off all the action, shooting, killing, time travel if you don't happen to be a person who's into sci-fi. That was her whole kind of role.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that. But what I would have done was either to take Robert Pattinson's character and just have Elizabeth Debicki be that character. I think that is a better pairing. She and John David Washington, like, regardless of like whatever his motivations were supposed to be, I think they do have chemistry. The Robert Pattinson, John David Washington pairing just was off. And then it's like, oh, well, you double crossed me and you're not telling me everything. And it's like, I don't really care about that. I care about the time travel side of things.
So why they didn't explain it, though, was because they were trying to hold that little bit of mystery all the way to the end, where you were trying to figure out who was the protagonist and who wasn't, right? Like in Inception, you knew from the beginning who the hero was in the film.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas in this one, you kind of didn't really know who you should trust and who you shouldn't. I think that's part of where, and I agree with Matt, where he was getting lost, and I was getting lost too, as to who was who in the movie, because there wasn't a clear running thread of who was the protagonist and who was the antagonist. So maybe that's part of where it got lost for everybody.
Yeah, but Kenneth Branagh is still a terrible director, and he's also a terrible actor.
He's not terrible. I mean, that murder in the Orient Express was some garbage. And Frankenstein was terrible. And
yeah.
What was the other movie he did recently?
Artemis Fowl. That's the one you're thinking about, Keith.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I deleted that from my brain.
Anything Kenneth Branagh does, automatic zero. All right, so we're going to go to scores. But Aaliyah, what score would you give Tenet?
Probably a six. Six for confusion. It would have been higher if I could have really understood it the whole way.
Matt, what score would you give Tenet?
I'd give it a five. Again, if it was a lot easier to follow, I would have been on board with giving it a higher score. The plot for it was good, but for the amount of time that they did as far as trying to produce this movie and for what actually came out with the final product, I was disappointed. So solid five, maybe even a six or a seven if you have Wikipedia right next to you. But for me, I just really wasn't feeling the whole who's who, who's what. And entertainment, it shouldn't be that difficult.
And Keith, who was almost alone in a movie theater, what did you think of this movie, and what score would you give it?
I like the movie. I liked it. I put it up there with Inception and Interstellar.
Mm.
It's been fine films, so I'm going to get us an eight. I saw the...
Wow, an eight?
It was a unique time travel premise. Like, no, I'd never seen time travel like used in that method.
Again, I don't like this movie. I like Christopher Nolan. Inception is one of my favorite movies of all time. Also, Batman Begins and The Dark Knight, which is probably one of Big Mike's favorite movies. Just really feel this movie's convoluted, has a whole bunch of unnecessary characters, and then Kenneth Branagh's role in this movie as an actor. I guess his accent is okay, but everything else, his motivation, I wanted this to be great. It should have been great. And for that, it's getting a three. And no, a lot,
just giving it a low score. Just give it a low score.
A lot of that is just due to John David Washington being in this movie. I want him to be as great of an actor as his father, or have his own path that is separate from his father. And he is talented, but again, the pairing with Robert Pattinson, the pairing with Elizabeth Debicki's character, and like whatever his motivations for her or her motivations for a son, also off. So you're kind of just left with this movie that, talking about time travel, things are happening, people are going, seeing things you can't see yourself, is back to the future, that if you interact with yourself in the past, something goes wrong. And it's like, I've already know about all this. I need to see something different, and it wasn't different to me. So
what?
Yeah. All right, we're gonna cut Keith off right now. That's the Beast Game Podcast, everybody. If you want to just be by yourself in the movie theater, just like Keith was, sending sad photos and not go to the drive-in like we did, Beast Game Podcast.